From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Wednesday morning, the sheriff's office conducted a follow-up on a previous report of a missing person near the 3000 block of Sawmill Road in Garberville. Deputies from the Special Services Division, Criminal Investigations Division, and members of the sheriff's search and rescue posse responded to the area of Sawmill Road in Garberville to conduct a search for the missing person. It had previously been reported that a man had left the residence on foot and had not returned. While conducting a search of the area, deputies located that male subject. He was dead. The investigation is ongoing. More information to be released as the investigation progresses. Well, Pacific Gas and Electric confirming this morning its plan to move forward with a public safety power shutoff in portions of the Sierra Foothills and North Bay, as well as small parts of San Mateo and Kern counties. It's now underway. The decision was based on forecasts of dry, hot, and windy weather that poses a higher risk for damage and sparks on the electric system and a rapid wildfire spread as a result. The shutoff will impact about 179,000 customers in 17 counties, including sections of Lake and Mendocino counties, but none in Humboldt County. Well, Tuesday afternoon, Fortuna Police and Fortuna High School received information about a possible plot between two Fortuna High School students to harm other students at Fortuna High School. Those two students were quickly detained, and information found on their persons indicated validity to the original report. The students were taken into custody. They're being held in juvenile hall now. Officers served search warrants at both of the juvenile suspects' residences and continue to actively investigate the matter. California State University Board of Trustees will begin the search for the university's next chancellor to succeed Timothy White, who announced his intent to retire at the end of the 2019-2020 academic year. Adam Day, chairman of the Board of Trustees, has appointed trustees to a special committee to consider the selection of the chancellor to conduct the confidential national search. A stakeholder advisory committee, including membership from the statewide Academic Senate, California State Student Association, Alumni Council, campus presidents and staff will also be appointed to serve in concert with the trustees' special committee to find a successor for White. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.